listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, sitting in for Alex on this Sunday evening broadcast. It is the 12th of April, 2026. We stand on the cusp of total change, one way or the other. Feels like we've been in this position for a while now. I remember all the way back in like 2018 saying that we are now in the crucible, in the process of forging a sword. You put a lot of work in, and sort of one of the last steps is the crucible. And it's the hottest point. It's the point in which all of that work that's come before either goes to nothing or succeeds. And you get a nice, you know, brilliantly made sword out of it. That's where we're at. The most intense heat, most intense pressure, and all of the work that we've done up till this point could easily just be completely spoiled, and we could be in a worse position we were than when we started, or we can get out of this refined, sharpened, honed, and successful and victorious. And we're sort of on that cusp. It feels like we are at the tipping point one way or the other. And if you were watching InfoWars last week, you got to witness a miracle. You got to witness an honest-to-God coincidence beyond coincidence when you had Alex Jones talking to, I believe his name is Pastor James Williams of Darkwater. And he's going on and on about the battle axe, and the battle axe arrives at exactly that time with a letter saying, God told me to send this to you. Just crazy coincidences. So crazy. And this is like kind of one of these ironies, is you've got some people claiming that we faked it, which it's like hard to even believe people would seriously suggest that. If you've watched the video, hard to understand how that would have been faked or why we would have faked it. Just kind of a weird thing for them to suggest. But what it means is that it's real, right? It's like if it wasn't a real miracle, if it wasn't something actually miraculous, actually beyond, you know, natural description, it seemed a little bit supernatural the way it worked out. And people saying it's fake is because they recognize that and they just don't want to believe it. But if it was just a ridiculous, like, oh my gosh, I sneezed right when you said that thing, so it must be true. Like, it wasn't just some sort of random minor coincidence. This was something so crazy. Like, even just, and I witnessed it myself. I sat there and watched Rob Dew walk by with the axe as he was going into the studio. My office is right outside the door. And it was amazing. And again, people recognize how insane it was. And so they choose to think, nah, they must have faked it. It's too unbelievable that that would have actually happened. No, it actually happened. And so what you're really expressing here is doubt and skepticism that should in fact be wonder and awe and like reverence for what you've witnessed. But again, if it wasn't as crazy as we thought it was, nobody would say we faked it. They would just said, what the hell? And so an axe showed up, so what? No, it was crazy. It was meaningful to those of us that watched it unfold. And of course, the coincidence of it happening right before Alex Jones is attacked by Donald Trump, it was all very spectacular. And I thought maybe we should pull that video in, because I did a little 5-minute video. Because just watching the video, it's almost not enough. You almost need the context of like, here's what actually just happened right in front of all of us. And it was really spectacular. And then you have Donald Trump attacking Alex Jones, which again, I can't help but see a sort of like, we witnessed what happened with the axe. It was like crazy. Alex is crying. I'm like holding back tears. Like, oh my God, I can't believe that just happened. This guy telling Alex Jones, you're the battle axe. You're the battle axe of God. And then this battle axe like descends from heaven and is like, I am from God. So it's like, wow, this was crazy. Then 3 hours later, Donald Trump attacks Alex Jones. And suddenly it's like what was already perceived as a miraculous event takes on this whole new meaning of like, oh, maybe this is what it was about. Maybe, and people even that like seem to not understand what I'm saying. I'm saying that Satan wants Alex Jones enraged. Satan wants Donald Trump attacking his own friends, and he wants those friends attacking Donald Trump back. Satan wants division and strife and chaos. And maybe if the day had gone differently, if Alex was in a terrible mood, if he'd just been hit with some bad bankruptcy decision and stubbed his toe and, like, you know, all that stuff. And then he got hit with, you know, the Donald Trump diatribe, the hatred diatribe, you know, maybe he would have responded different. Maybe he would have come out swinging and said, screw you, you know, blah, blah, blah. But he didn't. He had been given this gift from God as assurance, it seems to us. And again, I have people being like, oh, this is very blasphemous. I genuinely don't understand that. You're saying that it's blasphemous to witness miracles. What? You're saying that it's blasphemous for something to happen, seemingly miraculous thing happens, and we're supposed to go, but that's not from God. It's blasphemous to see God's handiwork here in the mortal realm. You're not allowed to see God's work here on earth. It's like, what a crazy thing to think. No, the blasphemous thing would be to be if we faked it. People get confused. It's like if you're a paralyzed person and you pray to God and suddenly you can walk, that's a miracle. If you're a preacher that brings up a not paralyzed person in a wheelchair and then commands them to walk and they get up and walk and pretend, like if they fake it, that's blasphemy. If you're pretending to witness or engage in miracles because you want people's money, that's blasphemy. That's the worst sin you can commit, according to some interpretations. But actually witnessing a miracle and then saying, guys, I'm pretty sure we just saw a sign from God, I don't understand how that could be blasphemy. I really don't. Again, unless you're saying like, oh, look, a robin landed on the window right as I said that. God approves of what I'm saying and we have to do it. That's not what we're saying. We're saying what we witnessed felt and seemed miraculous in all sincerity. It was crazy. The reason I'm saying all this, I'm not just like, you know, trying to ramble about this miracle we witnessed, even though it was worth rambling about. It's because we're in a situation where we haven't wanted to drop Donald Trump. We have not wanted to be on Donald Trump's bad side. We have tried against all, you know, prevailing sentiment, perhaps against all reason, logic. We have tried so hard to cling on to Donald Trump. And it's almost like we needed the slap in the face. We needed the outright rejection. We needed the ambiguity and the nuance to be stripped away and for what's left over just to be, Donald Trump is not worth your support. It's time to move on. And here's the craziest thing about the Acts and the thing that really, I think, puts it into the realm of the miraculous, is that the letter that came along with the Acts describes that exact process that I just described of wanting something so badly and thinking that it's possible. And even as it gets farther and farther away, you still cling to the dream and you still are, but if we could just get him to do the stuff, if we can just get Trump on the, because the guy who made the Acts, who by the way is now on X, and I'll get you his account, because now we found the son of the guy. By the way, if you do think that it wasn't a miracle, the guy put the literal shipping receipt. So you can see exactly when the Acts was shipped and when it arrived. Like, it's beyond confirmed. And so the carpenter, the Synthiax, is now on X, and I'll get you his account so you can follow him, because that's very cool. But he wrote a letter saying, I had this vision, I had this idea, I had this dream, this fantasy that I'd go to thealexjonesstore.com, I'd make a purchase, and I'd win the truck, I'd win the raffle, and I'd get to come down to Austin to meet Alex Jones to pick up my new car, and I'd be able to deliver him the axe in person, right? That's the fantasy, that's the dream, that's the thing he was clinging on to. And for months, he clung to that dream until it was finally his son saying, look, that may be nice if that were to happen, but like, what if it doesn't happen? Like, that might not happen. So just go with what you know, right? Why cling to the fantastical hope that maybe you could win a raffle and go visit him? You know, why put all your money on that when you can just mail it to him and it's a sure thing? And so the Acts comes along with this message, with this lesson that applies directly to Alex Jones of like, hey, you've got the fantasy, you've got the dream of Donald Trump. It's time to let it go. It's time to let it go. And I've experienced this in my own life. Friends or you know, people I worked with where it's like, I should have maybe years ago been like, I can't work with these guys anymore. I got to do something else. But you want to cling on to it. You don't want to lose it. And you really need a betrayal, a slap in the face to go, okay, God, I get it. You're pushing me away from what I'm doing. That's how I got the job at InfoWars, by the way, in case you were curious. Literally, like, clinging on to this, like, impossible dream for so long, and then finally being just, like, completely betrayed and being like, guess I got to give up on this. I guess it's finally time to give up on this dream. Better go to Craigslist and see what jobs are out there. Boom, first job, InfoWars. Crazy stuff. Crazy how coincidences like that happen. So all this is to say is that we have gotten the signal now. We have received the signal. It is no longer ambiguous. It is no longer nuanced. Donald Trump is not the guy. Maybe we'd be in a better position if we'd realized this before, but I think our opposition now to Donald Trump is only strengthened and made more legitimate by the fact that we have not thrown him under the bus. We did not throw him under the bus for Ron DeSantis, like so many people out there did. We did not throw him under the bus when it looked like he was being thrown into prison or persecuted by the left. We have, in total good faith, tried desperately to believe in the promise of Donald Trump. And finally, out of his own mouth, on his own post, we have been told, I am not the guy. Donald Trump is not the guy. It's time to move on. And everybody's sort of getting that message. And to be honest, we probably should have learned it a little while ago, because regardless of what you think about Trump, he is not the candidate in 2028. Somebody else is. So when you go to CPAC and you see Donald Trump's face blown up the size of buildings everywhere, that's kind of counterproductive. He's not going to be a candidate in 2028. He's not a candidate in 2026. How is it helpful to have a cult of personality around a guy who's not even going to be running for office? It doesn't make any sense. Especially when that guy has now completely and totally sacrificed all the goodwill, all the benefit of the doubt, all of the political impetus, the mandate we delivered to him in office. He has squandered it all. So what should have happened, and what we were begging Trump to do the entire time, was that Trump should have taken his popularity, taken the revolution that he represented in American politics, and brought up a bunch of people with him. The only people he brought up with him, he has now cast to the side. People like Marjorie Taylor Greene. She's a great example, right? Somebody that rode in on the Trump wave of a bunch of people going, hey, Trump is kicking butt. We need more people like him. And people like Marjorie Taylor Greene are like him. So they got, you know, they've been tossed to the side. Lindsey Graham is now in charge. Mark Levin is now in charge. They are now MAGA, and you are not, and I am not, and we are not. So thank you, Trump, for letting us know. Message received. It's time to move on. And so that's what's happening politically, and we can show you some interesting events here over the weekend, including Donald Trump appearing, doing one of his favorite things, and appearing at a UFC event, MMA event. And he actually appeared at this event last year, and the reaction, a little bit different, a little bit of a more subdued and muted response. Told Donald Trump getting into the UFC. And if we can go to that video, it's in my list. Do y'all have it? Clip number 58. Here it is. Trump above in 2025, below in 2026. And you'll notice in 2026, they pumped the music quite a bit just to try to drown out the booing. Let's watch.
Right now, to a standing ovation, the 47th president of the United States of America, flanked by UFC CEO Dana White and others, Donald J. Trump.
Is there anybody else?
So just massive energy. Everybody's standing. Everybody's got their hands in the air with the films, trying to just capture a glimpse of the king, a glimpse of the newly crowned president of the United States as he walks triumphant into the UFC. To just deafening cheers and a standing ovation. That was 1 year ago, almost exactly 1 year ago, with the same people in the train, right? Same people coming along with him into this event. Pretty different to what happened in 2026. Here's 2026.
The 45th and now 47th president of the United States of America, Donald J. Trump.
Not a lot of people standing up. A little bit lower energy. You can just feel it. Nobody's reaching out to grab him. Nobody's trying desperately just to get a high five from Donald Trump. Subdued. There were actually a lot of boos there. People posted other videos from different angles where you can see not the official audio. That was mostly the music. Yeah, and who's he? I think he shakes hands with that Dan Bongino. Don? Is it Don? No joke. I literally don't know if his name is Dan or Don Bongino. I can never remember. That's not just me trying to, like, subtly disrespect him by getting his name wrong. That is me overtly disrespecting him by not caring what his name is. Dan Don Bongino. So there you go. This, of course, is reflected in the polls that are coming out. Of course, not the CNN poll where they're like, we asked five diehard Trump supporters if they liked Iran, and he has 100% approval rating. Okay, sure. However, a CBS News poll has showed that Trump's approval trend among white non-college voters has cratered in just the last few months. Not over the course of a year, not over the course of 6 months. Between February and April, it went from green to red. So February 2025, 1 year ago, he was plus 36 with this group of people. By the time September rolled around, he was only plus 26. So he'd already lost a bunch of them. Probably by getting rid of Doge and starting the bombing campaign on Iran and, you know, but people still overwhelmingly happy with him and in favor of him. By the time 2026 of this year rolls around, we're looking at only plus 10. So, all right, not great, but not terrible either, at least in the positives. Now he's at negative 4 as of April 2026. That's a net 40-point negative swing in a single year, which is hard to do without killing someone, right? I mean, it's like, but I guess he did. Only he didn't kill someone. He killed our nation. He killed America, actually. And I'm not even exaggerating there. But to me, the even more shocking thing is the 14-point drop in 2 months. 40 points over a year, but 14 points between February and April of 2026. So, again, you can blame this on podcasters, but we've been talking the whole year. The collapse only came after Iran. This isn't about who's criticizing you. It's about what you're doing. And this, again, is just the height of absurdity of all of this is the fact that they mess up and then want to blame the people talking about their mess ups. They betray the country and then want to blame the podcasters / radio television hosts. Hi, I'm on the radio right now. For responding to or reacting to the terrible policy decisions. And so this attack on Alex Jones, the attack on Tucker Carlson and others has been an act of total desperation. Here's how Alex Jones responded with J.P. Sears this weekend.
Do you do IQ tests here?
Yep, that's what we do.
Okay, because I think I need one.
Okay, yeah, we can do that. Why do you need one?
Well, I've had some people lately telling me I have a low IQ.
Ooh, shots fired. Gosh. Who's been telling you that?
Well, some people online have been telling me that, like the president, and even my dogs are looking at me a little bit condescendingly now.
Well, we'll find out. So with this IQ test, I'll just ask you a series of simple, really common sense questions, and you just give me your best answer.
I'm actually kind of a little bit nervous right now.
Oh, yeah, you should be, because if you turn out to be what some would call a low IQ nut job, then you're pretty much a lost cause.
Well, that doesn't sound good.
All right, first question. Which word doesn't belong? Apple, banana, carrot, orange.
Is it carrot?
Very good, because it's not a fruit at all. It's clever. Next question. Who would be considered more of a traitor to their country? Person A, who receives $230 million from a foreign lobby, or person B, who receives $0 from a foreign lobby?
I mean, clearly person A.
Wrong.
Come on, that's got to be correct.
Next. Hypothetical question. If a country has a major shipping waterway that you want to have open, and it's currently open, but they'll close it if you go to war. What would be a smart way to ensure that waterway stays open?
You don't go to war with them.
No, not even close. I mean, common sense would say go to war with that country and stay at war with that country as a way of putting pressure on them to reopen it after they've closed it because you went to war with them.
Are you playing with a full deck?
I don't play cards, but thanks for asking. Oh, and this is a good one. If you had the desire to take down an international pedophile ring, what would be the best way to follow through on that desire?
Well, you launch a full investigation using every means necessary, and then you prosecute those bastards to the fullest extent of the law.
Wrong. No. You would launch an effort to prevent any investigations and prosecutions.
That can't be right.
Well, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Yeah.
These questions are kind of weird.
Oh, I assure you, these are standardized IQ test questions, sir. Next question. Here's a scenario. You got a person, they work for America and America only. What country does that person work for?
America?
That's incorrect. They work for Iran. Next question. Who's more beautiful as a woman? France's first lady, or maybe man, or Candace Owens?
Candace Owens?
No.
Have you seen France's first lady?
I would totally do her. If she had an OnlyFans, I would subscribe. Any reasonable man would. Okay, how would you describe what America first means?
Putting America's interests first above any other foreign nation.
No, you're actually describing anti-Semitism. Yuck. Okay, last question. What year did we first land on the moon?
We've never been to the moon.
No, we've been to the moon. We go all the time. Well, your test is complete. I've never seen a score like this before.
What'd I get?
You got an IQ of 65.
Is that high?
No, that's a very low IQ.
My life is literally ruined. He was right.
Who was right?
Just don't worry about that now. My big question is, what am I going to do with my life now that I've learned that I am so stupid?
Well, just remember, you're also a nut job. But yeah, you're pretty screwed. Really, the only option I can give low IQ people such as yourself is to, like, go off and open a Somali daycare.
I am completely devastated.
Absolutely brilliant response from JP Sears and Alex Jones. You can find that on Alex's X account, at Real Alex Jones. That's JP Sears and Alex with the perfect response to Donald Trump. He wanted rage. He wanted outrage. He wanted a fight. Nah, just mockery. You sad old man.
We have it all. Ultramethylene Blue, we have the best. The Shilajit, we have the best. The Turmeric, we have the best. We have the best spike protein, pro cardiovascular, ultimate life force. The best Irish sea moss gummies and capsules. Incredible. Research for yourself. We have the best at theultramethylenestore.com. And if you buy any of them, they're 50% off when you sign up for auto ship. Cancel anytime. And you guarantee it never sells out. They hold it back. You get 50% off on future orders. And anybody that downloads for free the Android or the Apple app, you find both links to it at alexjonesapp.com. It's free. You get an additional 20% off at checkout on top of that. Now, I had to convince Bitly to do this. They were a little skeptical because they like to give you good deals, but not this good because it's loss leader when you use the app. But because we have an 80%+ reorder rate on things like Ultramethylene Blue, it's actually working because you get it, you love it, and you keep ordering. So these are great products. I want to induce you to try them. You know our information's hardcore. Try the products. It's just as hardcore. 1776 worldwide. We will crush the 1984 globalist system. God bless you all.